Morning, folks. This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, and I'm Emma L on Audioboo. Welcome along. You join me here, and it's 7:30 on a Saturday morning, and I was sorry, my voice is a bit crap because it's quite early in the morning. I was planning to do this a little bit earlier, but I ended up going back to bed, and I needed to sleep because my eyes have been sore. I've been suffering with kind of like an eye infection, and I just, the wind is really, really bad here, so it woke me up really, really early. So I ended up going back to bed and having a bit of a sleep, which was exactly what the doctor ordered. So how the devil are you? I've noticed it's 10 days since my last audiobook. I know. Actually, looking at my last audiobooks, my last one was 10 days ago. The one before that was 11 days. Then there was 12 days, and then it was a month. So I kind of have got out of the habit in one way of doing audiobooks. And I was going to do, I tried to do one last night, but the weather was really bad, and I didn't think you were going to be able to hear me. So I thought I'd do one now. It's been a bit of an emotional few days on Twitter. Yesterday, I had an altercation with someone I'd followed for a long time, probably more than 2 years, probably 2.5, possibly even 3. What happened was they had sent me some tweets and some DMs, and I'd been going through a lot of stress with my eyes and tiredness, and been worn out all day. And I tend not to go onto Twitter much in the evening time when I get home from work. And I didn't reply to them. Okay, I only saw the DMs after this person had a go at me. So I apologize about that. But they totally went off on me because, oh, you didn't answer my tweets. Oh, you're so snobby. Oh, you're so big-headed. And I'm thinking, I didn't answer your tweets, right? You know, maybe because I'm not glued to Twitter during my working day. Number one, I can't even go on that much. So I was just trying to think, why would you do this, you know? And to someone who'd been there for, like, I tried to be there for him. He had several issues, several problems, several situations. And he totally went over the top and said some, you've had this Twitter pic for ages, blah, blah. Maybe I'll actually go onto this person's profile. Let me see. I'll just look, get his page up, and see if I can get you some of the quotes. Now, let me see, I'll go down. It'll probably take me a minute to get them. But it was actually quite upsetting, to tell you the truth. One of his things was, you have some nice tweeters, Sunday Twist. Hope you appreciate them, and I'll chew and spit them out later. I've never spit anyone out. I've always been there for people. I try my best to reply as and when I can, but it's not always easy. Then I mentioned I had a migraine, and now he claims I'm looking for the sympathy vote. You know what? This guy has lost out on, you know, having a good friend that's always been there, always tried to offer advice, tried to offer help, tried to listen, tried to, you know, be a friend. And I just didn't get it. He totally went off on me. And let me see, more surprised. He called me a bitch. He says he blocked me. But I blocked you, so. He claimed I'm arrogant. He then told me that I only am interested in talking to him when there's stuff going on in his life. To be honest, I didn't need that crap. I have loads of stuff going on in my life, and he then tells me he was having relationship problems, right? And I got sick of going back and forward, oh, we're having relationship problems. And all I said was, maybe if it's not working out, it's for the best. And he says, if I was decent, I wouldn't have said it's for the best. Lots of relationships don't work out, and in the long term, it's for the best. He tells me that I'm showing my true colours. And he says, I've had a personality transplant. Now I think, dear, you're the one that's had the personality transplant. So, he tells me, oh, you're only interested in tweeting me when I have something going on in my life. Yeah, because I really need it. He calls another tweet, he calls his girlfriend a stupid mare. That's a lovely way to speak about your girlfriend, isn't it, mate? Anyway, enough about him. So, what is going on in my life? That was major stress because I was just so stressed. And I don't need it because I've had migraine the day before and I was so ill. So from now on, it's positivity. That person has lost at me and I didn't deserve the way I was spoken to, and onwards and upwards. So I've got up, going to straighten my hair, going to watch some more doctors because I'm mountains behind the doctors, and just generally enjoy my weekend. It's really windy outside. And it was lashing rain earlier, and it was really, really bad. So if you've encountered someone like this on Twitter and you've had fallen out with someone, send me a tweet. Twitter.com/SundayTwist. You can send me a message on Audioboo, audioboo.fm/MLL. That's all one word. And you can send me an Audioboo message, either text one, or you can actually record your own Audioboo message. So, yeah. Let me see what else is going on. I bought this ointment or drops, I think it was, from the chemist. And get it like that. Let me open it. Pop it out here. It says one drop four times a week. And allegedly I have to store it in the fridge. So yeah. How amazing is that? Oops, I've dropped the bloody bottle. So they say it's like an antibiotic. I dropped some. It's got to go in the fridge. It's nearly as weird, in my opinion, as storing bread in the fridge. I mean, who stores bread in the fridge? Bread goes into a bread bin or something like that. It does not go into the fridge. People are mad. Mad, mad, mad. So, there we go. I actually in work had a pronunciation lesson with another girl. She's from Spain. And she kept saying to me, we were writing down words. And we just take the example of the word word. And she was saying W-O-R-D. And I was like, no, it's W-O-R-D. Because or, the letter or that comes before S in the alphabet, is the letter or. Yes, it's or. And actually, I've begun to notice since I've been focused on that particular letter that there's a hell of a lot of words with this letter in. Isn't that amazing? So, I'm going to go into my twitter.com and see, is there anything exciting? I'm now on 3,925 followers. Could do with some more followers. If you want to follow me, twitter.com/SundayTwist. I've actually noticed someone said to me once, you don't post many photos onto Twitter. And I actually don't, because my next ones are the snow from like 2 years ago. How mad is that? I just can't be bothered. I'm not really into taking pictures. But I might just want to get the weather. Jesus, what's wrong with my teeth today? The weather gets better. You know, something that's simple to say ends up getting very difficult. So yeah, I'm going to straighten my hair. I'm going to chill out today. Watch recorded programs, watch football, play some my football game management game that's gone all very pear-shaped. I was in the FA Cup and I lost the flipping first round and I really needed a long cup run, but sure, you live and learn. So yeah, that's about it. What more can I tell you? Well, we go into the newspapers. We go into the newspapers, so we'll bring up the independent.ie. Let's see what's going on in the news. Bank tells thousands in trouble, cut health cover. Banks are telling thousands of families struggling to restructure mortgages. They will have to cut back on health insurance, private education, groceries, and Sky Sports before any deal can be done. It's weird to say Sky Sports in there. Russia's richest lady buying top Dublin hotel for more than 20 million. So she's going to buy the Morrison Hotel from Nama for more than 20 million. Yeah. Tragic Melanie longed to be bride. He had hoped to walk down the aisle with her after they were married. That was a very sad story. She was a young little traveller girl. She got killed. Murdered. It's Whitney Houston's funeral today, and allegedly Kevin Costner is devastated about Whitney's death. I mean, where were you when she was alive, for God's sake? Where were all these people when these people were alive? Let me see what else is going on. In sports news, after last Sunday's big freeze, a whole clutch of Irish players will be anxious to come in from the cold this weekend. D'Arcy urges Ireland to turn the home into a fortress. No Paris rematch for fans who didn't keep their tickets. World news, not much going on there. Then there's more EU stuff. German president resigns in big setback for Merkel. Let me see. Prison escapee captured after he turns up in court for his own court case. Teenager who made a daring prison break earlier this week was found back behind bars after he's found a courtroom waiting for his case to be called. Interesting. Rugby hunk. I love the way they describe people as hunks. How do you know if someone's a hunk? A rugger hunk. Rob Kearney last night admitted to a room full of adoring women he would never get to date a beautiful woman if he wasn't a rugby star. What a load of nonsense. If you're a hunk, it's regardless whether you play a sport or not. If you're a hunk, you wouldn't have a problem finding girls, surely. A well-known sporting goods salesman was jailed for 3 years yesterday after pleading guilty to 12 counts of indecently assaulting a boy in the 1980s. That's not good, is it? So that brings you to the end of the Sunday Twist news round. Watch out, RTE. I'll be on the 6-1 news before you know it. That's basically it. God, excuse me. If you want a good laugh for reading the news, you should often go onto the Daily Mail, dailymail.co.uk website. Hilarious news on there. Is there any more I can tell you before I have to bid you a fond farewell? No, I mean, if people cut their health cover, they just put their lives in jeopardy, in my opinion. But that's about it, and that's all from me. So I'll wrap this up to a close. Can't even believe I've gone about this for 15 minutes. We're only getting into it there. So until the next time, folks, adios from me. I might do another audiobook tomorrow, but we'll catch up very, very soon, and have a great weekend, a great Saturday. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay good, and don't forget, laughter is the fruit of your soul. Take care, and speak to you all very, very soon. Bye from me.